What can you make by cooking and grinding up a liver?
Liverwurst.
How's that made?
Well, it's ground up liver and flavored up, and it's, you slice it, it's in round places, and you slice it. It's good.
Anything made out of the juice of the souse and cornmeal and some of the meat, and make something that you cook and then slice and fry? Have you ever heard of scrapple or cripple or pawn hog?
Well, you mean the liver and lights and all that cooked?
Uh-huh.
And then, and you thicken it with cornmeal, and we never sliced it. It was thick enough that we just eat it.
What did you call it?
Liver and lights, or liver, let me see. Well, liver and lights cooked, and it was called, well, I can't think what it was called. Okay, do you have it there? It was called, what do you make? You cooked meat in little pieces and make a stew out of it.
Oh, some kind of hash?
Yeah, hash. That's hash.
What other inside parts of a hog do people eat?
Brains.
Mm-hmm.
The brains.
What about the intestines?
Well, they don't eat the intestines except that they would clean some of the intestines and stuff the ground sausage in them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what part of the intestines.
Have you ever heard of anybody eating part of the intestines?
Not any more than that.
Cleaning it in. What about something called chitlins?
Oh, chitlins. Chitlins. Well, that's made of the stomach.
Oh, I see. How's that made?
Well, just cleaned and real good and soaked, and then soaked in salt water and maybe soda,
mm-hmm.
and then boiled, and then cut in nice sized pieces and fried.
Did y'all used to make that?
Pardon?
Did y'all used to make that?
Yeah, my daddy and Tommy both liked it, but and I just sort of taste them, but there's too many good things to eat besides that.
have you ever heard of making anything out of the blood?
Yeah, blood pudding, but we never did make that. In fact, the Bible teaches you not to eat the blood.
Oh, it does? Of hogs or of any, just anything?
Of beef or hogs or chickens or anything. Don't eat the blood.
Suppose you had some butter that was kept too long and it didn't taste right. You'd say it was
spoiled.
Any other way of describing it?
Well, it was too old.
Mm-hmm. And milk that sits until it gets kind of
clabbers.
Huh?
Clabbers.
What can you make out of that?
Well, a good fresh clabber like we used to have at home was good, and we kids would put sugar in it, and it was just so good.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make bread out of it, cornbread, or you can use it in place of buttermilk,
mm-hmm.
if you need to.
You ever heard of making some kind of cheese out of it?
Oh, out of, yes, cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm. What's that like?
Well, it's, you know what cottage cheese are, you know, that you buy at the store.
Mm-hmm. It was the same?
Same thing.
And the first thing you have to do after milking?
Strain the milk.
And something kind of like a fruit pie, maybe made out of peaches, and it's got...
Cobbler.
Huh?
Cobbler.